Welcome to Women Made New. I'm your host, Crystalina Evert. Thank you for joining me this weekend. Today, we are going to be talking to Danielle Bean again. She has been on our show before, and today she is going to discuss with me her manual for women. And for those women who want to just seek to grow closer to God and the Blessed Mother and rediscover what it means to be a woman after God's own heart. And this manual for women that she wrote is just beautiful. So without further ado, let's get into it with Danielle Bean. Welcome to Women Made New. I'm your host, Crystalina Evert, and we are here with the beautiful Danielle Bean. Thanks for being here again, Danielle.
Thanks for having me. You know I always love to chat with you.
Yes, and it's just so fun, and we have such great conversations, and I just love how real and honest you are. And I wanted to bring you back on Women Made New to discuss your manual for women. I love this book, and it's beautiful. It's well written. I love even the color of the book and the letter that you chose for it. It makes it feel so legit, okay? Yes, it just feels so legitimate.
It's a beautiful kind of turquoise green blue color. I think it's fabulous.
It's beautiful. And you know, when I was reading it and I had it in my hand, it felt like a book that was very special, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what this book is about, ladies, is it really just helps you seek to grow closer to God and the Blessed Mother.
Right.
In your own femininity and as a woman and the gifts that he gave you. Because I feel like in our day and age, our gifts as women are so suppressed. Mm-hmm. And we truly can't embrace and be who we are, maybe without judgment or feeling bad or put down. If we want to stay home, we want to raise our kids, we want to use that femininity and that beauty that God gave us as women, because this quote-unquote feminist movement that is out there that has such an attack on women. And I love how you go into the opposite of what feminism truly is. Can you get into that for us, please?
Yeah. So, of course, this is all based on my guy, St. John Paul II, his teachings on women and for women, and the ways that he teaches us about the gift that our femininity is, and in a way that's very countercultural. Because, you know, I know that you in the past have struggled with similar things. I've seen where you share beautifully about these kinds of struggles that we have uniquely as women in a world that doesn't recognize the gift that our strengths are. Like, our world will tell us that we need to hide some of these ways that we're uniquely gifted as women, which is, you know, in my opinion, the most sexist message you could give a woman today. Is you need to be someone other than who you are, who God made you to be, what you value in your own heart, your own mind, your own soul, like what God made you for, that you're uniquely good at. You need to hide all of that and become more like a man in order to find success, find happiness, find lasting peace and fulfillment inside of how you're going to live your life. But the church teaches us something different from that. And you know, the world rejects what the church teaches about women, saying that that's, you know, beneath us in some way, the fact that we're called to motherhood. But our own experiences teach us that that is absolutely 100% true, because we women know that it's inside of our relationships, it's inside of our connection with our fellow human beings, it's inside of the love that we're meant to show and act out in service to the people God places in our lives, that that's where we find lasting meaning and fulfillment inside of our lives.
Beautifully said. And you also give really great practical advice that we can kind of implement in our own lives. What is some of the advice or just practical things that women can do that you give in this book?
Yeah, I mean, practicality is so important to me, because I don't know about you, but I love to read all these things. You can read these beautiful teachings on the gift of femininity and St. John Paul II's writings on the gift of women. And that's very inspiring, right? These ideas, these lofty ideas. But then I like to follow that up with, what can I do right now? What does this mean? What am I going to do in my life that's going to reflect this truth that I've just had my eyes opened to? So I made sure to include some practical points in the book, and that was very important to me. And among other things, one of the things that I especially wanted to connect with women about was how you're living your life, like day to day. What does your routine look like? What does your schedule look like? Because I think we don't often enough prayerfully consider how we're going to spend our time every day. And this is why so many of us wind up feeling frazzled, because there's so many demands on our time and our attention. We have so many obligations, so many responsibilities, busy wives, busy moms. We're going in 100 different directions and we're doing so many good things. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that all these good things we're doing are lined up with what we say our priorities are. So it's really important to spend some time reflecting on that, thinking about what are the different roles that I play? What are my different obligations? What do those look like? What's important to me to be getting done on a regular basis? And what kind of time can I reasonably commit to that? And then here comes the hard part. Look at your everyday. Look at how you're spending your time every day, down to the last detail. And see if that really lines up with what you think your priorities should be. So many times there's a disconnect there, and that's how we wind up feeling frazzled, disconnected, disillusioned, discouraged inside of our vocation to Catholic motherhood.
And some women are honestly scared to truly, I think, embrace their, maybe their motherhood, or they don't know how to actually embrace that fully, right? Because of their upbringing. And I know I really struggled with that in the very beginning when Jason and I got married and I started having children. It was really hard for me to kind of put one foot in front of the other in that motherly vocation, because I didn't see a good, stable relationship until I met, I think, Jason's parents, which is really crazy when I look back on that, right? Right. And just to see that, I don't know, Betty Crocker mom growing up, or Martha Stewart, you know, I didn't have that. I had a nanny a lot of the time. But my mom did her best being a single mom, you know, and
sure.
And it was hard for her, but it really goes back to the Catholic traditional teaching on women that the church had, right? Mm-hmm. That we don't hear a lot about. And you get into that in your book. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, and I think you're so right that culturally, many of us are coming from a place where we don't even know what that means to be a mother. And what does that look like? And why is that valuable? And we think, oh, it's, you know, changing diapers and mopping floors. And that's something that we women have advanced beyond. But it's not that. Of course, some of that's involved. I'm not going to lie to you.
A whole lot. Let's be honest. Yes.
Yes. Yes. But it's not about, like, you know, you mentioned Martha Stewart. And I think sometimes we have that idea as a culture, like, it's like being Martha Stewart perfect is what we're talking about inside of our motherhood. Embracing your motherhood means you're going to have, you know, the perfect homemade cookies and, you know, the clean bathroom. And, you know, some of that, of course, is involved in homemaking and part of the role that we play in our homes and families. But it's not about that level of perfection. It's really about what you're focused on. What are you valuing? What are you spending your time on? What do you want to give your time to? I think it's really telling that in today's world where women have more opportunities than we've ever had before, right? So many women become so accomplished in their field. And thanks be to God for women who are, you know, advanced in academics and science and technology and academics of different kinds. But so many women reach a level of success inside of those places. And then they want to get married and they want to have kids. And they're trying to figure out how to balance that in a world that's telling them, you know, this is the be all end all is your career, your social status, how much wealth you can amass, or, you know, how far you can advance in the workplace. But they're coming away saying, you know what, I'm feeling pulled towards something else. And that's really what's written on every woman's heart, regardless of how we answer that call to motherhood. We're going to answer it in lots of different ways. But St. John Paul II had the audacity to tell us every woman is called to motherhood. What does that mean? What does that look like? It looks different for every one of us, but we all know it in our hearts. It's written on our hearts that this is what we're made for. This is the most worthy work that we might ever do. So women are leaving the workplace or finding some compromise between working and caring for their families, finding some way to balance those priorities. But in a world that doesn't value our motherhood in the first place, many of us feel unbalanced or disillusioned or feeling like, what's wrong with me? I have everything the world says I need to be happy, and yet here I am feeling discouraged, feeling like I'm pulled in different directions, or that I'm spending my time on things that I don't really value.
You know, this pandemic has given, I think, a lot of women this opportunity mm-hmm. to step back and maybe really reevaluate their life because of the lockdown with COVID-19, right? And having to be home and being that quote unquote stay at home mom for a short time. Mm-hmm. God is kind of like maybe inching them back home. This is where you might want to be. Or if that was on their heart, he's kind of showing them what that would be like, you know? And I think this has been a time, especially the last couple months, of people really taking a hard look at their lives. And where are you at with God? Are you pleasing him? Are you doing what is put in on your heart? Are you living for yourself? Are there things in your life that should or shouldn't be there? Has he been asking you maybe to, if you've had a vocation, start looking into, well, which convent, Lord? You know, like, right. Which can be right. Scary right there. That is some scary stuff for some women, you know? And It's so easy to be distracted by the world and go, 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 go. But we've had to have this time of reflection, right? And now it's all coming to a head. But I think women forget that we have this extraordinary capacity for this self-giving love, right? And I call that mom strong. That's mom strong in my mind. Like when I am exhausted, I'll just absolutely exhausted, like I have nothing left to give. And then my son wakes up and throws up all over himself. Well, I have more to give because I somewhere muster it up deep down inside with the grace of God. And I find that mom strong of the grace that he gives you, of that just extraordinary capacity for that self, just dying to yourself, love for your children, right? And And I keep saying, okay, it's time to be mom strong, Crystalina. Just mom strong it up. Let's go, right? Because it's hard sometimes. And you know what? It does get hard and frustrating cleaning the floors, cleaning up after the kids, always doing the same thing every day. Mm-hmm. But I kind of turn that around because it used to annoy me and frustrate me and just like, oh my gosh, really? This is it? This is what it's all about? And I really wrestled with God because I went from being the speaker and traveling all over the world to being at home with my children, but that was a choice. But like I said in the past, I really struggled with that. Sure. And it was very difficult because I didn't really fit into that mold. And I put a lot of pressure on myself with the whole Martha Stewart ideal and trying to strive for that. And I never could just make it. Everything was not perfect. Everything was a mess. My meals were burning. My laundry was piling up. You know, it was just like, I am an epic failure, you know, and it was horrible. But I was doing that to myself with that expectation. But with that being said, instead of the devil beating me up with it, I'm trying to just turn that around and use it as a strength. Like, okay, Lord, let's go clean the floors. And I'm going to do it with some hardcore love while I clean the floors and pray for my kids while I clean these floors, you know? Yes. Instead of being negative and annoyed, you turn it into a weapon almost, right, for your family. And you bring some grace and some strength of God into your family by doing that. And just those little things, like St. Therese says, it's very helpful. Now, do I do this perfectly all the time? Oh, absolutely not. You know, I'm human. And I get frustrated. It's like, oh, but it's always just showing back up to your fight, right? It's always just showing up and getting up.
That's so important to call it a weapon because, you know what? I think Satan is terrified of strong women. I think that we are such a powerful force for the good that no wonder he uniquely targets us in our secular society and tries to tell us something other than what we are called to, because what we're called to is greatness. What we're called to is such a beautiful, powerful force for the good in the world. And that's what we can be doing. That's what we can be living out in the hearts of our homes in these hidden ways inside of our families. That's a beautiful, powerful force for the good. And it is a weapon when we think of it that way. It's very empowering, isn't it?
You know, once I got my spirit right when I was doing these tasks, right? And I did it with God versus, oh, here I go again, another day, the monotony of it all, you know? Once I did it with God and brought Jesus into it, you know, you bring Jesus into everything, it changes the game. It changes everything, right? And it makes it a little more sweeter and less difficult. And it's not always going to be fun and nice and enjoyment of the daily tasks that are involved in having a family. It can be difficult. And there is a lot of dying to ourselves, but that's okay. And we just have to expect that, right?
Right. Right. For sure. I mean, I think that sacrifice is going to be part of it. And that's the part that our world doesn't understand. They're like, sacrifice, forget it, like reject it, find a way around it, right? But so much about our secular society encourages us to, yeah, motherhood's nice. It's a nice hobby if you want to do that kind of thing. But they encourage us to seek our actual identity elsewhere, like seek our happiness, seek our fulfillment in spite of the fact that we have this vocation to motherhood. But what our church reminds us to do, and this is what I tried to underscore inside of the manual for women, is to look for all of those things you're seeking, your identity, your strengths, your gifts, your value, your fulfillment, your purpose in life. Look for that inside of your vocation to motherhood. It's inside of fully embracing that, that God means for us to find all of those things we're seeking. And that doesn't mean it's always going to be perfect, but knowing that you're living out your life in the way that God intends for you to, knowing that you're doing valuable work, even though the world may never applaud you for it, you may never get an award, you may never, you know, give a speech in front of thousands of people to say what, you know, what a fantastic job you did, you know, getting up in the middle of the night with your baby or dealing with a ornery teenager or whatever it is you're dealing with in your motherhood, that the world doesn't give us accolades for that, but God sees it and you're doing a powerful thing. Like, you know, St. John Paul II reminds us that the way the family goes is the way the world is headed. So it's a really powerful force that we are inside the hidden hearts of our homes.
And there are women out there who are not married, who are single, who are maybe even just trying to figure out what they want to do with their lives. And this manual is for you, too, because this isn't just about motherhood and raising a family and being within a home. It's so much more than that. And I would really encourage those women that are in their time of singleness right now, and if that's where God has you, take that time to just be close to Jesus as much as you can and go to adoration. Pray. If you have a problem, go to him with it. If you know you have things in your life that that need to be dealt with, deal with them before you get married. Because I had to deal with my things after marriage with kids, and talk about a juggling act, you know? And I didn't have to be that way, but that's when God chose to reveal a lot of things, you know, that, and that was really God's timing. But just to really seek God out in what did he create you for? He made you for something. He created you for something, and something special, and obviously something great in these times that we're living in. He needs all hands on deck right now. Right. And he's calling each and every one of us. And I don't care how old or how young or what state in life that you are in, ladies, it is time to show up, to pray up, and to show up to that fight that God is asking us to join in on. And if it's just praying your rosary every day or offering up, cleaning up those floors for the church and your family and what's going on, it's just time to show up and ask God, what do you want of me, Lord? And at the days I wake up and I'm like, okay, Jesus, what do you want me to do today? My entire day changes. My entire, just everything, my to-do list is gone. And it's like, wow, the 180 there, you know, and it goes in a completely different direction. But it's really, well, what's important to Jesus in that day that he wants me to do? And it's really beautiful as well. Sometimes it's difficult, but it's something to really ask instead of, well, what do I want to do? Well, let's see what Jesus wants you to do. And I'm telling you, it's unbelievable how he directs your day, but he also just shows you just those little one step in front of the other of what he wants you to do with your life. He always will show us, right? Only one thing at a time.
Exactly. And I like that you mentioned that this book is for all women. It's the manual for women, right? So sometimes women who aren't married or aren't mothers will feel excluded from these kinds of conversations, but it's so important to know that this book is looking to build up every woman inside of her call to womanhood, her call to what St. John Paul II talked about motherhood in these very broad terms. I like to talk about motherhood as her, like, mothering, and every woman is called to mother. Every woman is called to be that source of life-giving, self-giving, generous love to the people that God places in her life. If you're a single person, then maybe it's with your extended family. Maybe it's with your coworkers. Maybe it's in your neighborhood, in your community, with your roommates or other people who live in your apartment, that God is calling you to love the people he places in your life. And he has a unique calling for each of us. And we're called to use these unique feminine gifts that he gives us. Things like our receptivity, sensitivity, compassion, our beauty, our nurturing love. He's looking for every woman to answer that call and to use those unique feminine gifts to serve the people that he's placed in your life. He's calling on you to be that source. And our world needs it more than ever. Our world needs our motherhood in all the different ways that that plays out and all the different ways that we express that, all the different ways that we uniquely love as women. Our world is really hungry for that kind of love right now.
Oh my goodness, more than ever. And even if you're consecrated and you're in the religious life, this is something that I think also you can benefit from because it has scripture and prayers and passages from the Bible and even just church documents on women, correct?
Right. So the first part is written, it's essays by me. So then just kind of looking at these different gifts of every woman, things like receptivity, sensitivity, compassion, beauty, generosity, these things that we uniquely express as women, these gifts that we're meant to use in service to the people that God places in our lives. So the first part is essay form by me. But then the second part is really a beautiful resource. It's a collection of church documents, church teachings, teachings from St. John Paul II. Even some traditional hymns are included there. Wisdom from the saints, prayers, of course. There's a bunch of beautiful prayers in there. I like to keep a copy of this handy because I like to pull it out and just open up that second part, all those resources, and see where God might be calling me to spend a little time in prayer, whether it's reading scripture or reading some wisdom from the saints or spending some time on a certain prayer, that God is calling you to spend some time with him like that, uniquely focused on how you are responding to him as a woman. And that's what this manual does.
What made you want to write this?
Well, I thought it was about time, you know. So TN Books has these great resources, this series of manuals that, you know, they've got a manual for Eucharistic adoration, a manual for spiritual warfare. Then they had the manual for men. And I was at a conference where this was for sale and I brought one home to my husband. I thought it was great and he loved it. And then I was like, why is there only a men's manual? But I only had to think about that for a minute. And before I knew it, Tam was contacting me and saying, hey, we'd love to have a manual for women. So it really was very much a part of their plan to include a manual for women. But it really was time inside of this series that we respond to our spiritual lives differently. Men and women are different, and it's important to recognize that. And I love that Tan has stepped out and kind of made this bold proclamation that we can have all these manuals that can benefit all kinds of Catholics, but the manual for men is specifically written for men, and the manual for women is specifically written for women to be uniquely supporting us inside of the unique role that we play as women inside of our family lives, inside of our communities, and inside of our workplaces.
Oh, absolutely. And I love that you saw a hole that needed to be filled. I know, like, okay, what do I need to do? You know?
Let's
That's
do it.
What it's all about. And, you know, that can be really scary. You know, you just wrote a whole book and a manual for women, but it's like when God puts something on your heart, you just did it, you're obedient, and look at the beauty, the fruit. This is the fruit of that, right? And it's... Right. It's magnificent. So thank you for listening, because that's what it's all about, ladies. If God just puts something on your heart, you just do it. And there's a reason, and you never know how that can help someone else or help the whole church, like Danielle here. So don't be afraid of what God's asking you to do. And maybe it's big or maybe it's small, but all of it has such great importance. Again, we are here with Danielle Bean, and we are discussing her manual for women. And it is just beautiful. And it speaks to women of all ages, young and old, and married or single. So this is for everyone. And honestly, this would be a great Christmas gift, a good stocking stuffer. Or my favorite is the Manual for Spiritual Warfare, because wow, are we in it. But this book is phenomenal. So I think it'd be a great Christmas book as well for women, huh?
Absolutely. And these manuals, because they're so beautiful, they make such great gifts. You know, it's a very prayerful experience, even just to leaf through it. And it's got these beautiful leather covers and the beautiful color as well. It's a gift that you would be proud to give to anybody.
Oh, absolutely. And it gives you clarity because it's something I really was searching for, especially within my marriage, that I wanted to be this good Catholic housewife and mom, and I didn't see it growing up. But also, I was, I think, intimidated by just maybe going to my catechism or going and looking in church documents. You know, who's going to do that, especially with children, that this is something that I would have loved to have back, especially when I first got married, you know, and it's just such a good resource because there are women out there that are drowning in their vocation, or maybe you're drowning in your singleness and not knowing which direction to go in, or maybe you're retired and you're a grandmother and you don't know what to do right now, you know, that this is really for everyone to just give you some guidance and just maybe go back to basics with God and just say, okay, Lord, let's just reset. What do you want of me? You know?
Yes.
And I think all women sometimes really need to do that. There's times in their lives where things are out of control. And I've had those moments in my life where it's like, okay, Lord, whoa, I need to step back and maybe reset with you. What's going on? What's happening? What do I need to do? Right?
Right.
So this
right.
maybe might be a good little map for them if that's what's
Absolutely.
Going on
Great
in their life.
Tool for doing that.
Yeah. Yes. So if anybody has a young woman in their lives, I just want to encourage you that this is a beautiful gift to give to a young woman who's just starting out on that journey. She's just figuring out what God might be calling her to. Wonderful to, you know, boost her up in that way. Give her that shot in the arm about who God made her to be.
So we are going to take a quick break with our friends at EWTN, and we will be right back with our guest, Danielle Bean. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Women Made New. I'm your host, Christelina Evert, and we are here talking with Danielle Bean. Now, we have been discussing the Manual for Women that she so beautifully wrote. And there's something else I wanted to get into to let women know about is that she is going to be putting on and she is heading up the Catholic Moms Summit, and just finding that balance and that peace and maybe even joy in this time of just confusion, uncertainty, some anxiety I'm hearing from my friends. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. And this is, I think, very, very important because it's women helping women. And that's what I love at Women Made New. It's just women helping women, right? Just building everybody up. And we could use some words of encouragement right now. So tell us about this summit that you're putting on, Danielle.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be a part of this. I'm honored to be hosting the Catholic Mom Summit. So if people want to check it out, they can go to CatholicMomSummit.com and it's free to register. This is the best part. Okay, you can totally check it out for free. So we've got over 80 presenters and you're one of them, Christelina. I'm so grateful for you saying yes to being a part of the Catholic Mom Summit. And these women are from all walks of life. Sometimes you might hear like about a Catholic Moms Conference, whether it's virtual or in real life, and you think, oh, it's just for moms of little kids, and it's not really for me. But this is for women from all ages and stages of motherhood. Yes, some moms of little kids, some new, very new moms with newborn children, but then some more veteran moms. We've got some grandmothers who are participating. We've got some sisters who are presenting as well. So we've got people from every perspective, and it's been such a joy for me personally to bring these presenters together and just see what a beautiful tapestry there is of the different ways that we experience Catholic motherhood, all for the purpose of coming together on this weekend, November 13th through the 15th is when the conference is going to be taking place online, to connect with women from all walks of life and just for the express purpose of building each other up inside of our vocation to motherhood.
And in this time specifically where there is a lot of angst, right? Especially with moms, it's scary. I've had some really heavy conversations with moms of just the fears of sending their children back to school, right? Mm-hmm. And I have to remind them and myself, well, God loves my children more than we do. He loves your children more than you do. He loves my children more than I do. And he's going to take care of them, right? And he's got a plan for them as well. So we have to be at peace with that. But it's still hard, right? And it's still difficult. But it's that trust and handing over that control to God, right? And these women, and I see the list of all these beautiful women in the church that are coming together, that it maybe if you are feeling down or having a hard time in your motherhood, this definitely is the place to be, because these women, I know they've gone through everything you can think of looking at the list here, and they will help you. And you know what? Sometimes it's hard to ask or seek that help, but we're bringing it to you, right? And it's virtual. So you could do it right there in your home, and in whatever you're struggling with, I'm sure there will be a talk on that topic for you.
Right. So we've got a bunch of different categories. You know, all the things that we especially care about as moms that we uniquely struggle with. So we're going to be talking about parenting. We're going to be talking about spirituality. How can you experience spirituality, and how does it change when you become a mom? And in what ways is that challenging? And what ways is that especially fun or uniquely joy-filled? We're going to be encouraging each other about, you know, building up your spiritual life as a mom. We're going to be sharing about things like balance and work and how you parent in very, very practical ways. This is what I love about the ways that these women are sharing. So I've had access. I've been able to watch a lot of these videos from the presenters as they're coming in, because the 80 plus presentations that are the core part of this summit are pre-recorded. And as I've been watching them, I've been so struck, Kristalina, by the fact that these women are sharing so personally in real and practical ways, and they're sharing about their own struggles in ways that we can readily relate to. And then they're also sharing in very practical ways, things you can take away and begin to put into practice in your marriage, in your motherhood, in your own spiritual life right now today. So our goal is to really make this summit a unique experience, in that the people who participate will be able to take things away immediately that's going to change their life for the better, going to change, first of all, how they view their vocation to motherhood in these fundamental ways, but then also very practically speaking, how you're living out that vocation, how you're making your marriage a priority, for example, how you're parenting your toddler, how you're parenting your teenager, all of these things that we struggle with. There's real life support from people who've been there, done that, messed it up, and they're here to share with you the wisdom they've gained from that experience.
Oh, I love it. I love just the honesty in that we're just all in our seasons, right? We're all in our own specific season that God gave us. If it's diapers or going in the teens and the tweens and going through that drama, or maybe you're someone who's like me, who's going through both at the same time. And wow, is it a rodeo? Right? I got the diapers, and then I've got the teens and the tweens, and it's just like, wow, it's unbelievable the things you deal with. But it's so beautiful, because I have to step back in this chaos I live in sometimes, that God made us completely adequate as women in our own way to deal with this. Mm-hmm. Right? With whatever he throws at you, that he will give us the grace to manage all situations, but as long as we're close with him, right? Because I've had those times in my life where I wasn't close to God, and I know the absence and the void of not having him around and dealing with the struggles in life. And wow, it is a hard place to be, but doing it with the strength of God and having his grace in my life, it just changes everything. And maybe there's someone who just stumbled upon this show and they're listening right now, and you're struggling and having a hard time. And maybe you think God doesn't want to be a part of your life, but the fact that you're here listening, he does. And this is an invitation for you. Or maybe you feel like you are just failing epically as a mother. And I've definitely had those times a lot, you know, you don't feel like you're doing it right, but maybe this is that invitation for you, that God wants to surround you with these women to help you and nourish you and guide you and give you strength, maybe in those areas you do feel like you're failing, huh?
Right. Absolutely. So this is, you know, for everybody. You don't have to have your act together to take part in this summit. In fact, if you don't have your act together, join the club, because that's what we're sharing about, the different ways that we struggle. And so many women, I hear from them every day, and I know you do too, in the ministry that you work in, Kristalina, so many women struggle in their motherhood, struggle in different ways, struggle in practical ways, just sheer exhaustion or discouragement sometimes, but also suffer spiritually, suffer emotionally, don't feel like they're up to the task. And we really need to get together woman to woman in order to encourage and affirm each other in the dignity of our vocation, in the value and the importance of our vocation as Catholic moms and just share the diversity of the different ways that we all respond to that one vocation of Catholic motherhood. It's really a beautiful thing to connect and realize that we all are experiencing these things. We have things in common, but then we have things that make us all different. And there's a lot of strength to be gained in sharing some of our different approaches, some of our different perspectives. And just, you know, I always say nobody can tear apart a woman quite like another woman can. And I think we've all experienced that in our lives, right? In terrible ways.
That is true. Jealousy,
competition among women is epically awful sometimes. But I like to remember that the reverse of that is also true. We have this beautiful gift and we can choose how we're going to use it. Are you going to use it to build up the people in your life, build up the other women in your life? That's what this summit is all about. Nobody can build up a woman quite like another woman can. No one can affirm for her her dignity in the eyes of God quite like another woman can, because we get it and we're able to connect with each other in these uniquely life-giving, soul-feeding ways. And that is exactly what this summit is all about.
You know, I love that you brought up the competition issue that women have, and even in the church, right? Mm-hmm. And I really prayed into that, and I really just kind of pondered on that with our Lord. And, you know, when you feel there is a competition or someone else makes you feel inferior, or you're not good enough, or they make you feel less than, right?
Right.
It really has to do with an insecurity within you, mm-hmm. right? There's an insecurity and there is a woundedness somewhere within yourself that for some reason it draws you into this petty competition that I feel is just a distraction from the devil that is really trying to keep you from doing what God wants you to do, because then you get wrapped up in this. Then you get wrapped up in the negative emotions and feelings and thoughts that really mm-hmm. weigh you down, right? And right. then it's harder to go forth with what God is asking you to do. It's like, well, maybe they're doing it better. They're already going to do it. Why should I do it? And you start questioning yourself. And that mm-hmm. spirit of that fear and that I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable enough, that's an enemy spirit. It just is. And it will take you out and it will overcome you. And you really have to reject that and really think about, okay, well, why does this person make me feel insecure? What is it within me that is maybe broken that I should fix? And not that they are better than you, but it really surfaces an insecurity within you for a reason. Does that make sense, right. Danielle?
No, absolutely. And I think you're so right that it's not an accident that we women have this unique capacity for things like jealousy and competition to distract us, because like we said in the first segment, Satan is terrified of strong women, and he's more than terrified by strong women coming together with one another uniquely to affirm each other in the role that they play as moms, because that's such a powerful force for the good. So
yes,
this summit is a terrifying thing for Satan, and I love to think about that. So putting this together is a real challenge, right? So inside of this summit, we're looking to bring women together to be focused on the ways in which we can affirm one another, be focused on the ways in which we're sometimes tempted to be distracted by things like jealousy and competition and those mm-hmm. things that can pull us apart, that can tear us apart in unique ways as women. And we've all experienced it. I don't have to describe it for people, because every woman listening has experienced this in her personal yes. life and her professional life. And like you said, even inside of the church is not immune to this. So this is a way to combat all of that, because we are really focused on bringing together in women from all walks of life in encouraging and affirming ways. We're looking to build each other up inside of our vocation to Catholic motherhood.
And the gifts that God has given you are so unique, Danielle. Yes. And the gifts that God has given me are so unique for me. And all women out there, God has given each and every one of you those gifts that are uniquely created that he wants you to live out of in your way with whatever vocation or whatever it is he's calling you to, that mm-hmm. just pray into that. Ask him, Lord, what is it you want me to do with my life? What gifts do you want me to use that you've given me to help the people around me, to help my loved ones, right? Because mm-hmm. there's so many people that need help right now, and encouragement and love. And it's unbelievable how we can give each other permission to have courage.
Right. Yes. And we speak to each other. We can speak to each other in these really affirming and encouraging ways. And what I take away from that, Kristalina, is the temptation sometimes that there is to speak to ourselves, the own voice that we use when we speak to ourselves in just the opposite way, right? Some of the ways that we speak to ourselves, we would never speak to another woman in that way. We would never put somebody down in that way. And I think that this Catholic Mom Summit is unique in that it's going to be encouraging us to all practice speaking that kind of language of encouragement and to adopt it in the ways that we speak to ourselves. So it's not just about coming together and affirming other women and encouraging other women. In the end, it's about teaching you about who you are in the eyes of God, what God's calling is for you uniquely in your life, not being distracted by the callings of others, not being distracted by the ways in which God has chosen to bless other people and that you feel like you're lacking in certain ways or something like that. It's about teaching you a new way of speaking to yourself and a new way of looking at yourself as uniquely dignified and worthy, a daughter of God, a daughter of the King. And there's so much value in just learning to look at ourselves that way and speak to ourselves in that encouraging tone of voice.
And there is no woman out there, ladies, that has it completely 100% all together. Not one walking this earth.
She does not exist.
She does not exist. It's false. It's a lie. And I just want to make sure I put that out there because sometimes we look, we idolize other women that you may see on Instagram or social media or whatever else, that it is false narrative of that person because,
right.
And maybe they do to a certain extent, but there is no one walking in pure perfection on this earth right now,
right
as we speak.
No, that's
okay,
so true. That's true.
And
it's
we need to remember
that.
It. Yes, we need to remember that. And we have flaws. That's okay, but not everything has to stay the same. And I think that's a rut that women get trapped in. That I did for a while. That well, this is just how it is, right? Mm-hmm. This is just how it is. But no, nothing has to stay the same. There always is room for improvement, but always pray to God, well, what is it I can improve? What is it you want me to do? How can I do this? And he's always answered me. He's always given me everything I need. Now, do I always pick up whatever it is he's giving me and do it right away? No, I have not in my life, okay? And I've caused myself my own problems. It's caused me problems, you know? And I'm sure other people can relate to that. But when God asks you to do something or you know that there is something there right in front of you that you're just completely ignoring, at the end of the day, it's going to cause problems, right?
Yes.
Because you're not in God's will and the devil will use it against you, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've been under spiritual attack and spiritual warfare putting this on Danielle. And I want to speak to that. I want to talk about that because spiritual warfare is something that is real. And when you put on the suit, you're going to get shot at. I had a priest tell me once, he was like, what do you expect? And I was kind of taken back, but it's true that you are going to get attacked. So how do you handle the spiritual warfare in your ministry?
Yeah, I think it's really important. That's a great point to make. And that's something I try to be mindful of. I don't take that lightly because, like I said, this is a shot across the bow to Satan himself, right? The fact that these women want to get together to support each other inside of our calling to Catholic motherhood. What a beautiful thing that is. What a lot of potential for the good and opportunity for us to go awry, for us to go off the rails, for us to get distracted. And so I think it's really important that anybody who's involved in any kind of ministry and any woman who's involved in her own home and family life or her own relationships, any mom needs to be rooted in prayer. That you can't take that lightly. I can't be like, oh, I'm busy working on putting together this Catholic Mom Summit, so I don't really have time for daily prayer at this stage of my life. You know, like, no. When you are exceptionally busy, that's when you need to be exceptionally making more time for prayer, being more intentional about that. Giving God your work before your day even starts, that's where it needs to be. That's what you need to be rooted in. And when you find yourself feeling weary, when you find yourself distracted, when you find things going off the rails or things that you never expected, you know, challenges and obstacles that you're facing, then be turning to the Lord inside of that. Be asking him for his guidance. And it may be that you've gotten off track and that he's helping to redirect you. And I think that it's really valuable to turn to our Lord in prayer in that way, but then also And this is what I've been very conscious about doing with regard to the Catholic Mom Summit, placing it all in Our Lady's hands, just saying, you know what, Mother Mary, this is your summit. This is your event. Help us to make the plans. Help us to make all the little details fall into place the way that you would have it work out. And keep us from getting distracted by our own egos or competition or being worried about finances or whatever else might be distracting to us inside of this work. Just giving it all to Our Lady. And I think every one of us can do that. Whatever work God is calling you to, you know, ask Our Lady to guide you through it. Ask Our Lady to guide your decision-making and to help you to be focused on exactly what our Lord wants you to be focused on. She's a pro at helping us to do exactly that.
Oh, absolutely. And I stumbled upon this quote, and I'm literally going to frame it and put it in my closet so I can read it before I leave my, after I get dressed every day before I go face this crazy world, right? Yes. And just bear with me. I'm going to read it here.
Okay.
She says, start being brave about everything. Drive out darkness and spread light. Don't look at your weakness. Realize instead that in Christ crucified, you can do everything. St. Catherine of Siena, and she is a doctor of the church, and I know why. And
yes,
that's it right there, ladies. Just be brave in what God has given you to do. And don't think you're less than or that you don't have the talents or you're not smart enough or that you can't do this or let your self-talk beat you down. But rise up now in what God is calling you to do and pray every day into whatever it is maybe you're struggling with. And that's showing up to your fight. That's fighting against it. And maybe things are going awry in your home or with your kids or with yourself or whatever it is that's going on. Get those spiritual weapons that the church has at every Catholic's disposal. We get our holy water. We get, I don't know, beautiful crucifixes or Benedictine crucifixes in the home. The Benedictine medal is the exorcism medal of the church to bring the family together in prayer every night, or Gregorian chants. You know, there's just beautiful things that we can do in our home and read the Bible. The Bible also is another weapon that God gives us that I feel we don't use enough as Catholics, right?
Right. Right, for sure. I think being rooted in scripture, that's a beautiful way to kind of frame your daily spiritual life, to frame your daily conversations with God. You might not be able to get to daily mass, but even if you can't, you can read the daily readings. They're accessible online. There are different apps. You can subscribe to something like Magnificat. There are all these different ways that you can access these resources. But being rooted in prayer and prayerfully focused on God's own word, you know, that's a beautiful, talk about a weapon, like talk about something that's going to fortify you in whatever it is that God is calling you to, that's where you're going to find peace. That's where you're going to find that balance that we all think we're looking for inside of all of our different obligations we have as busy women. That's where you find it, is being rooted inside of your identity as a daughter of God and turning to God at the start of each day, in the everyday moments of every day, in the challenging moments of every day. Learning to turn to God inside of those moments and say, what would you have me do, Lord? And then even if things don't all work out perfectly the way that you wanted them to or the way that you planned, you can have peace knowing that you are being faithful to what God is calling you to do.
And I want to encourage everyone out there that if you're going through a hard time within your home or in your life or just everything going on around you, you are not the only one. And I've had so many different conversations with different families or young women, even older women. It seems like everybody's going through something right now. So if you are going through something, just know you're not alone, and you're in it together with all the other Catholics out there, maybe struggling, just striving for holiness or just trying to do what's right. And we never have to be afraid to do what's right, or we never have to be afraid to tell the truth, right?
Right.
But
absolutely.
With that being said, it takes some courage, and holy courage that we should pray for. That's for sure. Yes. But just know that you're not alone in your struggles, and you're not alone in going through something, because everybody right now, it seems like, is going through something. And maybe this Catholic Mom Summit is something that will help you in those struggles that you're experiencing. And we are talking with Danielle Bean about the Catholic Moms Summit. And give us that website again, Danielle.
Yes. So it's CatholicMomsSummit.com. You can go there. You can register absolutely for free, get access over the course of that weekend to the 80 plus presentations from all these different dynamic speakers from all walks of life. But then we do have an upgrade option that's available. And let me tell you, it is a bargain, because with all of those different presentations, you're going to want lifetime access to these talks and be able to listen to them at your pace, at your leisure, be able to listen to them throughout the coming weeks and months. In fact, the coming year, because we're going to, in addition to that, all of the presentations that are pre-recorded, there are going to be live sessions throughout the weekend. You can get access to those through the upgraded pass. And then bonus again, another piece of bonus content is a virtual Advent retreat that you're going to get access to after the summit is gone. So this really is an investment in you, in who you are as a Catholic mom, and fortifying you inside of that identity, inside of your vocation.
See, I'm excited for that 21-day mom retreat afterwards.
Yes.
Just to participate in. Yeah. And it's something that you can do every day. So that's really something I'm definitely looking forward to that's attached with all of this. Yes. Thank you so much, Danielle, for putting all of this together. And such beautiful women in the church. And I love their openness to also be a part of this to help women. And everyone just needs to help each other right now in the church and everything going on. So thank you for putting this together. And again, it is November 13th through the 15th. And right. I'm excited to be a part of this. Thank you for the invitation. And we will make sure we just try to get it out there and let all women know. And again, it's for everyone of all ages as well that maybe struggling in your motherhood if you just became a mom, or you're kind of on the tail end of it. I think there'll be a talk for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks so much for the opportunity to share here, Crystalina, about this. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you at the Catholic Mom Summit and all of your listeners as well.
I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for being here today, Danielle, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
My guest again, Danielle Bean, for being here. And just a quick reminder for those of you that may not know, that EWTN has come out with a free online learning series for Women Made New. And you can even download it in your phone with the EWTN learning app that they have. And if you go to EWTN.com/womenmadenew, you can also watch it on any device that you have, but it is completely free. And there also is a free study guide along with that. So if you would like to heal, to start a healing process, you know someone in your life that wants to just start over, this is the program for them, and it is absolutely free. Again, it is EWTN.com/womenmadenew. It's never too late to start over for anyone. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and God bless.